Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So this is a real arbitrary thing we're going to throw down here, Ben. But it was really, you know, I've been thinking a lot about where are the Mavericks in terms of turning this thing around. We know that they've got the right culture. They've got the right foundation, the right coaching staff, all those sorts of things. They're going to play the right way. All that goes a long way, in my opinion. But do they really, how close are they to having the right kind of horses? We all think we love the Dennis Smith Jr. pick. Have you wavered on that at all in any way?
Not one bit.
Okay.
Not one bit. Love him.
And I think we all believe that Harrison Barnes is a foundation piece. Now, I'm not going to say I think he's a quote-unquote elite player, but I think it's reasonable to go, okay, they have a 20-7 guy, right? Like if you're just looking at his numbers.
Can I say something, though?
Absolutely.
What I want to say about Dennis Smith Jr. is I think it's important to be realistic about your expectations, and you pointed that out all along. He's 19, right?
Yeah, well, he just turned 20 a week or two ago.
So he's a teenager. He just left being a teenager.
Yeah.
He still can't buy beer. He's going to make a lot of mistakes. It's hard to play point guard in the NBA when you're a teenager.
Absolutely.
I love his ups.
Mm-hmm.
I love his athleticism. I like how he's feeling things out. He's still trying to find his way. He doesn't quite know when to be assertive and when to be a pass first guy or whatever. He's trying to find his way.
Right.
But my favorite thing was, this is going to sound weird, but he gets into a scrap against the Celtics with Kyrie Irving,
mm-hmm.
right? And Kyrie tries to block his shot, and it's a hard foul, and you can read his lips. He says, "I'll beat your arse."
Yeah.
And he says that to Kyrie. And there's a couple things I like about this.
Uh-huh.
I like that he had the tenacity to do that, the fiery demeanor, whatever. But what Kyrie did from that point on is showed him how to handle that.
Mm-hmm.
Kyrie, I'm sure, was just as fired up. Kyrie
right.
never acknowledged any emotion. But he carved him up the rest of the way.
Yeah.
And it reminded me of David West caressing Dirk's cheek.
Mm-hmm.
And Dirk's like, "I'm not going to react to this,
right.
you fool. Watch
right.
me go hang 40 in your face."
Right, right.
That's how I'm going to respond.
Exactly.
And that's getting a lesson on the court. I liked what he did,
mm-hmm.
but I like that he's out there learning and getting those experiences. I can't wait for him to get healthy. But I haven't wavered on that one bit. They got very lucky and got the right guy.
I think in 2 years – we'll be talking about him being an all-star. And I think then in 2 years, when we're talking about him being an all-star, Harrison Barnes will be 27, which is what used to be looked at as your prime. I think people probably look at it a little bit sooner now because guys are coming in the league when they're 19 instead of 21 and 22. But the point is, you're Dirk won an MVP when he was 27, I believe. I'd have to go look at that. But you're at a place where you know all the ins and outs of the NBA, but physically you're still pretty awesome.
Quick sidebar.
Yeah.
KNC style sidebar. Y'all are doing the 41 moments of 41's career.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that is so much fun to watch. My son last night's like, "Dad, look at Dirk's hair."
He
hadn't seen him with the long flow, and he's a different guy.
Yeah.
One pump fake and he's dunking on you.
I keep telling people, I was like, "You guys have watched Dirk in his 30s for a decade, so you forgot how great Dirk was in his 20s. In his 20s, he was taking the best defensive player in the league in Kevin Garnett, and he was tying him up in knots, like making him look silly. And so, you know, people always go, "Well, Dirk's not a great athlete." All right, you're crazy. Dirk's not a great athlete compared to Dennis Smith Jr. Dirk is a brilliant athlete compared to humans walking on the planet Earth. And I have not seen a lot of 7-footers that have the eye-hand coordination and the burst that he had.
Yeah.
I mean, he had burst.
All right, sorry about that.
That's okay. It's a good sidebar. Yeah, Dirk sidebar is worth our time. So I started thinking about how close are the Mavericks to being in contention. And I was thinking about, you know, I heard Dawson the other day talking about he was breaking down. Now, back in the day with Jordan and Pippen, it was dynamic duos. Now it's who's your trio, and then are the people outside of your trio borderline all-stars? It's just, you know, we're in the super team era. And so there's not that really many people that can really contend with all that. However, you want to be in a position to be able to contend with that in 3 years probably. So I was like, all right, how many teams actually have a dynamic duo of guys that are 25 and younger? And I just used that age because I wanted to see Harrison Barnes is 25, and I wanted to see how many teams have that. How many teams have Harrison Barnes and Dennis Smith Jr.? And there, so what I did was I hit up Bobby Corrala, who does incredible work for the Mavs. He works for Mavs.com. He's a great follow on Twitter. We're both Corrala disciples.
Both Corrallas.
And then, Lisa Corrala.
She's fantastic.
She's
too.
So money.
Not as knowledgeable about the Mavericks.
Don't.
Well,
are you
okay.
Sure.
All right, I apologize. She's close.
Yeah. And then Mark Folliwell, who is the play-by-play voice of the Dallas Mavericks, and he's one of the, I know well what a numbers nerd he is. And so I was like, I wanted to get their opinions. So their lists were very similar, not the same order. But my first thought was that there are three that I know for sure I would swap with, okay? And Simmons and Embiid are one. I'd love to have those guys. The I am higher on the Karl Anthony Towns Wiggins duo than those two guys are. A lot more than Bobby is. Folliwell, I think, is a little more on board with what I'm thinking. So I definitely want those guys. And then the other thing that was so amazing that I forgot about, and this really underscores Dawson's point, is in my mind for the Celtics, their under-25 duo was Brown and Tatum. And then I forgot that Kyrie Irving was 25.
Ooh.
So they have three guys where you could – they would be a top three duo if you pick any of the two of their three, and they would still be in the top three. So they're light years ahead of everybody else, okay? But then after that, Ben, I think what you'll find is it's the eye of the beholder, okay? So, like, let me give you an example. Okay, or let me ask you this way. Would you trade Dennis Smith Jr. and Harrison Barnes both for the Greek Freak? That's a tough question, right?
Oh, man.
That's almost, I mean, no one can answer that. Only a super god could answer that question.
Man, that would be so tempting.
Come on.
I don't think I would, though.
I don't know.
The character of Harrison Barnes is like the tiebreaker.
I might change you then. Did you know that Rick Carlisle said that he thinks the Greek Freak is already one of the three or four best competitors in the NBA?
God, I love it.
Does that change
mind? No, it doesn't change my mind.
Okay. It's tough, right?
But the whole point is we've seen the whole reason that all these super teams formed is because these guys realize we can't do it by ourselves.
Right.
So you're giving up two for one. Yeah, you're upgrading your one is already one of the best players in the league, if not the best player.
Right.
But he's by himself again, and now what?
If I'm LeBron and I'm going to leave Cleveland, I'd go to Milwaukee.
Really?
Yeah. Because I think if LeBron paired with Eric Bledsoe and the Greek Freak, I think they'd be instant title contenders. Instant title contenders. He would have two guys that he could lean on. Like heavily.
What do you think is most important to LeBron though? Is he
championship?
Just winning?
Yeah.
Just winning?
I think winning in Cleveland. I think winning in Cleveland is the most important thing to him. But if he doesn't think that he can because they're screwed cap wise and they got old guys, well, that's a little bit different.
Have they painted themselves into a corner? Like there's no way out of it?
They're getting rid of guys to not pay luxury tax.
But this is my whole point I was making about LeBron the whole way. Why the hell does he need to be maxed out? He doesn't need to. He's going to. If what he truly cares about is rings,
okay.
I know this isn't fair, but so what? He's going to make so much damn money off his shoes, and what if he really wants is rings? Look at Dirk. Look how much Dirk sacrificed with nowhere near as much potentially to win rings, but just with the slight chance of getting a ring. He gave back millions and millions and millions of dollars to the Mavericks. LeBron. He should be the lowest paid guy on that team.
I'm not going to tell you you're wrong, but I also think that LeBron James has a sense of duty to his fellow player that if the best player in the league has to take less money, then the owners are doing it wrong.
Okay, well, that's fair, but then he's valuing that over winning a ring.
Yeah, I would
he's
say so.
He's valuing being a leader, and that's fine too,
but
let's be real about what his priorities are.
Right, right, yeah. I don't think it's that cut and dry. I don't think it's that cut and dry, but I think you make a compelling point. I think he looks at it as there's got to be an equitable system where the best player in the world is compensated at the top of his field, and I don't have to compromise the competitive nature of my team to do it.
But now he can't build the team he wants in Cleveland.
You're right.
So pack your bags for Milwaukee.
You're right. Okay, so let me throw a couple out there,
okay. And
I want to see what you think. But you see where I'm going here? Where I'm going is, yes,
tandems.
There's three teams that are ahead of the Mavericks without a doubt. The rest of these, and by the way, just in case you're wondering, the Brow is under 25, Boogie is 27, so that's why they're not in the mix here. But obviously, I think we'd take Boogie. Oh, shoot, I don't even know. Okay, I don't know for sure, but I think I'd probably rather have Dennis Smith Jr. and Harrison Barnes than Donovan Mitchell, the rookie who's putting up big numbers for the Jazz, and Rudy Gobert. But those are the two hardest positions to fill.
By the way, Gobert is who the Greek Freak just tomahawk dunked over. Did you see that highlight?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
So amazing.
I don't know a ton. I haven't watched Donovan Mitchell play. He's the guy that went drafted 12th or 13th or something.
He's like a taller Robert Pack.
Okay.
But
yeah.
Not by much.
I got to say, I need more research on those two.
Okay.
I mean, I know I've watched Rudy Gobert. I love him. He's the premier shot blocker in the league. He's a monster beast.
Yeah. By the way, I didn't mention this, Ben. The guy that you would pair with Giannis is Brogdon, who I think is really, quite honestly, a bench guard. He was rookie of the year last year, but that's because Yogi Ferrell was second team all rookie last year,
right.
If you want to talk about rookie classes.
Right.
Okay. So what about Lonzo Ball and Ingram, who was the second pick 2 years ago?
Man.
He's starting to come around.
I'm just not a Lonzo guy.
Yep, okay.
And I don't want his dad. Mm-hmm. And I used to think, oh, his dad, he can deal with his dad. The Lakers are having to tell LaVar Ball to tone it down. Hey, would you stop criticizing our coach, please?
Right.
He's pulling his kids out of high school to send them to go play overseas, right?
Right. They're going to
one of them. One of them out of UCLA. One of them. What? One of them's from high school though.
Yeah, straight away.
I mean, come on, that guy's a train wreck.
Yeah, that guy's a train wreck.
But I don't like Lonzo's shot. I like a lot about his game. I don't like his shot. It's busted.
I read this article yesterday that Corey Brewer, who's tight with Kevin Martin, reached out to Kevin Martin because they have a similar release. And Kevin Martin was like, I'd love to help him, but I don't want to get in his business during the year. If he wants to talk to me this summer, I can help him, but they're going to try and move a shot. I think you kind of see where we are, though, where they settle in. Like, they got two pieces. That's why this year I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. If they can get another good young piece, it elevates them dramatically. One more I'd like to throw out there, Bradley Beal and Otto Porter. I love both those players, but I don't know for sure but the thing that puts them over the top is they got John Wall playing with them.
Right.
But I also think they're probably pretty close to tapped out to be in the team they're going to be in. I don't think it's a championship team.
So you could derive from this that by having two really good players, a tandem of two guys under the age of 25, that the Mavericks are set up for the future pretty nicely.
Yes.
And if you can add a third young player and then build around that, now you're cooking with grease.
Because I'm talking, don't you think, with the way that the Cavaliers and the Warriors and I think the Rockets, too, are set up, if you're a team that's not one of those, you're thinking about, can I win a championship in 3 years?
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I think it's clear Minnesota, Philly, and Boston are way ahead of everybody on that next level, but then I don't think teams are that far ahead of the Mavs after that.
Right.
And if Dennis Smith Jr. just ends up being good, then we're way overvaluing this duo. We're expecting Dennis Smith Jr. to be an all-star caliber player.
He showed up as a teenager and has been terrific.
Yeah. So if he develops the way he's supposed to, then you're right on path.
And to that end, look, you don't want to be contending right now. I don't. I mean, there's too many good teams. Mm-hmm. It's too much of a long shot. Now is the time to be doing this, getting younger. And so when all those super teams age out, bam, you're right there in the mix. You're right there for all that. That's what my focus is. Now, the only question is, like, last night's a win, and it's fun to watch them compete. But at the same time, you don't want to get too many wins to where – and hopefully over time that works itself out. Because I have come to peace with realizing – you can't – the best players aren't going to go in the exact order 1 through 10.
Right.
It's just not going to go that way.
And you can't control the order.
Yes. And
of
I've,
how you're going to
yes,
draft.
And I've totally accepted that. However, I don't want to get out of control. I don't want to have, like, the 14th pick or something.
I hear you.
You know what I mean?
I don't think that's going
to
happen.
So I'm just – but I'm not to the point where I'm upset if they win. I'm ready to see how it all unfolds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.